Simin Shin Vav, if you're bathing in Gimel, talks about what type of hakrazas the person is allowed to make on Shabbos. This happens to be Nagea. I grew up in a shul that they would have announcements always at the Zavim. They make all types of announcements anywhere from Mazel Tov to Chaim Yankel and Pesi on the Zavim to this and this person is selling that and other things. Now, it's not so much that you're allowed to be makir things for sale and you're allowed to put people into a harem and you're allowed to say and you're allowed to who found a talis that doesn't have a name on it. So what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, klape avedis, whether you're looking for something that you lost or whether you found something and you want to be machrez, that is mutter. But mokum is considered tzarech rabim, tzvar mitzvah, and therefore it's mutter to announce it. That's even the supplies, even to something which is mukta at them, and the person is not going to be able to take it anyhow on Shabbos. Nevertheless, as the tzurich of the Aveda, of the mitzvah, it's mutter to announce it. Other things that are tzarchei rabim are also allowed, and that's really the basic law, the way that the Aruch HaShulchan puts it down in Ois Chav Gimel. He says, Klolei shel davar, kol davar shemivinim shachroz azu negev etakon asayir letakon asaravim, kmei shiunegim yuridus lachroz amishenu pareichai veisof. Sometimes they get up, give a clap and say, you should know that Shimon David doesn't pay back his favor. That way, he would be careful to pay back. That was the tzurich al-rabim, so that people shouldn't lend him money and not get back the favor. Mipnei says those things, he says, Mipnei she'inin ze'af shu inin yochid, even though it's l'chur negeh to a single person who's not paying, mikol mokum negeh v'hin l'cha mitzcha l'rab. But it has ramifications that apply to many people, and therefore having befal tzurich al-rabim mutar l'achaz b'shabbos. So any of these things, anything which is be'etzem shayach to the rabbi, and the time that people get together is on Shabbos, then the achrozes are mutter on Shabbos. Maybe nowadays people just send out an email or SMS, but it doesn't apply. One click and you ready to tell 6,000 people whatever it is. Then yesh line whether or not any of these things have to be done on Shabbos, because you have a heter b'chlal without that. The Mishnah Berurah says about certain things. He says, when you're also lahachriz yayin to say that there's wine for sale, so he says yachriz koydim baruchu. You should do it before the makal v'shabbos. Mamash, everybody's already together and doing so. And these type of things that there's a way to get out of it. You shouldn't have to do it on Shabbos. L'chur, that's the best in these cases. L'chur, there is a way to do it before Shabbos. You wouldn't have to. Sometimes the way to do it is to put a person in harem, these other type of things. If it's needed to be done, then it could be done on Shabbos also. I want to start a story. I think maybe if somebody in the back of the bus gives the shir or the deer shir dafyumi of halacha. I think the mindset was that it was the Shabbos, somebody wanted to open his bottle. So he went to one of the Gderli HaPaiskim of the Dar and says, oh, you could open this. And he gave it to him. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah. And he opened it for him and he says, and now you're in chayim. So something which is needed for that time. That's Mishnah Berurah brings down that the cover of a chacham is mutter lan adayt to b'shabbos, something which is needed for that time, then that would be mutter even on Shabbos, and that's cover of a term.